It was a wonderful day that was almost over while these two were walking home. Chatterton Squirrel noticed the leaves that Hamilton called his dome.
"I know that your home was flooded one time, so those leaves now cover your hole. They keep it from flooding when the rain pours down, and that is your ultimate goal. But why, may I ask, did you dig your home here, when there are so many trees nearby?"
Hamilton smiled just a bit as he thought, "I will tell you the reason why." It was a very cold December day when this gloomy tale begins. The leaves had fallen from the trees, thanks to the blowing winds. But Hamilton's tree stood tall and proud, evergreen as it could be. The smell of pine was very strong from this amazing tree. Hamilton sat there alone in his home, trying to stay warm, when suddenly the sound of something bad started up like a thunderstorm. It was really quite noisy. It growled and screamed, not like the thunder does. And it kept on growling without a breath. He didn't know what it was. Afraid to come out of his hole at that time, he trembled in the dark and hid. As pieces of pine needles fell in his hole, Hamilton shivered, he did. Then all of a sudden, as quick as it started, the awful sound finally stopped. And as the bright of the day shone in through his hole, the final pine needle dropped. He waited a moment or two, maybe three, then stuck his head out his hole. He turned towards his tree and saw it was gone. He nearly lost all control. He looked at the stump, his eyes opened wide. His heart began beating real quick. He was staring at nothing in front of his eyes, but it had to have been a bad trick. He then ran to Merle's as fast as he could. He sprinted across the ground and ran through the door with words in his mouth. "Did you hear that terrible sound?" Merle shook his head no as he stared at his friend. Hamilton shivered with fright. Merle could see that the trembling troll had witnessed something not right. Hamilton explained what he had heard while taking Merle's hand. He dragged his friend out of his home and raced him across the land. As they stopped right in front of Hamilton's home, Merle did not recognize it. Without the big tree so gallant and green, the scenery just didn't fit. Hamilton stared at the stump so in pain he couldn't take his eyes off. But Merle Mouse looked off to the distance and suddenly started to cough.
"Hamilton," he choked as he pointed that way, "doesn't that look like your tree?"
Hamilton looked and watched as they dragged it by humans totaling three. "What are they doing?" he wondered aloud, taking in all the details. A big man and woman were dragging his tree, and a child moving slower than snails. He watched them walk off, dragging his tree. He couldn't believe his eyes. Hamilton just couldn't understand. He kept asking Merle, "Why?"
"I think this is a case for Rachel Raccoon. They call her the creature's detective. Solving cases and problems is all that she does. Finding answers is Rachel's objective."
So they took off towards Rachel's. They ran really fast. They didn't stop once at all. And when they both struck her door with all of their force, they rolled through it like a very big ball.
"Oh my,"
Rachel spoke as she stared at the two, face down, out of breath by her feet.
"I hadn't expected to have guests stopping by, but I'm glad you two did. That is sweet."
Once they caught their breath, they spoke really quick, explaining what they heard, did, and saw. Rachel had an idea about this odd case, a hard conclusion to draw. She said,
"I will investigate and follow your tree. The humans do not bother me. But Hamilton, you must prepare yourself to never again see your tree.
All the animals gathered to look at the stump. It was confusing to them to see. The land was different. It sure had changed. Why would they cut down a tree?
My dear friend Hamilton, I am happy to say, as I look upon your sad face, but your tree has a new home, a wonderful home. It really does look in place. Let me tell you a story the humans do tell. It really is quite neat. It's about beauty and love and giving of gifts. It's a holiday story time treat.
Then she told them the story of magical Christmas. Colorful, wonderful joy. Stockings and gifts and lights with bright colors and boxes all filled with toys.
On Christmas morning, the family will wake and go sit around our nice tree. They'll talk and they'll sing and share with each other. It's really a great sight to see.
Hamilton imagined what his tree would look like and was curious about this day. He then asked Rachel if she could take him there. Nothing could keep him away. So Rachel agreed in two morning suns. We'll go see your tree on display. Then you will witness the wonderful joy of this marvelous, magical day. So Hamilton waited, excited and sad. His home didn't seem quite the same. The mornings were brighter, thanks to the sun. He was grateful when nighttime came. His tree had provided shelter and shade. It had made his home feel secure. It would take quite a long time to get used to this. If ever he would, he was sure. So the next early morning, while it was still dark, he and Rachel walked into town. Hamilton was frightened by the big human things. He showed his fear with a frown. As they came to the window, the lights glowing out seemed warm with green, red, and gold. The two of them slowly peeked into the house. The scenery was vibrant and bold. They watched in with silence as the family came down. Excitement showed on their face. Then they settled down together, the three, by the tree and a warm fireplace. Hamilton watched them give gifts and smile and stare at his beautiful tree. It was really a wonderful moment to him. It was truly worth it to see. He was proud of his tree, though he really did miss it. It gave this family so much. It stood proud in their home, beautifully dressed. To Hamilton, his heart it did touch. As the two of them left that morning in silence, the miracle shone on their face. Hamilton knew this was a good thing, that his tree wound up in this place. "So, Chatterton Squirrel," he came to the end, "that explains my lonely tree stump. It may also explain why many loud sounds can easily make me jump. But most important, it speaks of a wonderful day, one that I will always remember. It's a beautiful thing that happens out there every end of December." The end.